ladies and jelly beans, boys and girls. Please welcome to the airwaves Charlie,
Penny,
Sophie,
Kim,
Chris,
Lewis,
Richard,
Leo,
Jacob.
For one night and one night only, it's Live at the Edge.
Y'all ready for this?
Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot.
said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it, if you freaked and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've sexed and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
Bit of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. Absolutely love that song. You just can't help but get up and dance. Doesn't matter how hot it is outside, you just have to get up and dance. Right then, we have recently been doing some really, really awesome work here down at the Young Volunteers. One thing that we've done very recently was the Bricks Awards. We did that in April. The Bricks Awards is an awesome event that has been happening for about 10 years now. Brandon, what did you think of the Bricks Awards? What did we do? Can you tell everybody what we did?
We did awards for Brixham. It basically says what it is.
Yeah, we kind of did it was celebrating the youth of Brixham, so all the young people who've been doing some fantastic work. And Ben, do you want to describe what the theme was and what we actually did on the day?
Yeah, the theme was a murder mystery theme. Some of us dressed up as different characters. You had Hercule Poirot, Kojak, and some of us even created our own characters. Myself, I was Signor Lilac, who was a detective. And we theme our Bricks Awards every year. We put our suggestions forward and then we put it to a vote. And we also played some games with the audience, like Murder by Digits, which is similar to Bingo. But instead of calling out, Kelly's Eye number one as normal, we would say, 66 killed by chips.
Yeah, we had a couple of choked on chips. I think that number might have been pulled out deliberately a couple of times. Nanette, what did you think of the Bricks Awards? Did you enjoy it?
It was absolutely amazing this year. Best one ever.
The best one ever. How many have you been to?
Twice. Been to two.
Wonderful. There were lots of different awards that were given out, and everybody here received something as well. Brandon, is your certificate framed and on your wall?
No.
Is it going to be?
I don't know. We haven't got any frames.
Oh, we'll have to buy you one. We'll have to set you up a Just Giving page so that you can buy yourself a frame for it. It's in your CV folder. It was an absolutely excellent night because we had lots of certificates given out. We also had bricks, golden bricks, which I received one. So it was fantastic. 299,999 bricks, and then I've got my own house, which would be awesome. Yeah, house made of gold. That would be good. Okay, so we what was the story, Ben? Do you want to tell us quickly what the story was about who was murdered and how we did the murder mystery?
Yeah, our very own Lord Edgington, named after the edge here, was our murder victim. He was killed because of, the story behind it is because he was killed by a family member who was disgruntled with money that had been embezzled. And our very own Andrea played the scream, which was quite... What's the word? Ear-piercing, yes, yes.
Okay, so that's just one of the many, many things that the Young Volunteers do. The Young Volunteers also set up lots of tea dances for older people. They do the Christmas Grotto and lots of other events that people can take part in. Brandon, what have you taken part in recently?
The Grotto, the Brits Awards, and we, that's about it.
I was on holiday for the Grotto. Do you want to tell everybody what it was like inside?
Well, it was a Christmas workshop inside. There was a giant Christmas tree in the centre. We had people like me working in the workshop, and in a special room we had Santa, where you could meet your own Santa and you got a present from him.
And what were you? What were you dressed up as?
Zebra.
You were a zebra. But at least he kind of blends in because he is white as well as black, right? I think it's time for another song. The song that we're going to play now is one from this year's Eurovision, which me and Benny here absolutely love Eurovision. And it's a song called Tonight Again by Guy Sebastian. And he was representing Australia and he came fifth. I'm not sure why Australia were in it, but that's beside the point. It was a good song. So this one's called Tonight Again.
Oh, everyone's got their problems. There's always something on your mind. Oh, but tonight we ain't gotta solve them. For now, let's leave them all behind. Ooh, do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want. Oh, get on it, ooh, get on it. I don't want tomorrow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Tonight's so good. This is one more act to follow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow. We can do tonight again. We can do tonight again. We can do tonight. Oh, some people might call you crazy. Tonight's so good, tonight's so good. This is one tough act to follow. Oh baby, tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow, we can do tonight again. Tonight's so good. This is one tough act to follow. Tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow.
I'm Brandon Harding. I'm here with Charlie to talk about her heart disease. Now, Charlie, what are you talking to us about today?
Okay, what I'm going to talk about today is a heart condition I have, which is a supraventricular tachycardia, which is a really two really long words that I can't say and I can barely spell either. I've got I've had heart disease for nearly 4 years now, and it... Oh, no, not 4 years, 5 years. But, it affects my life quite dramatically.
So, Charlie, tell us, how did this all start?
It started actually one Saturday afternoon. I was clearing out my bedroom and I just sat down because my heart was racing so fast. According to the doctor, it was doing about 210 beats a minute, which is definitely not right because your heart should be doing about 80 or 90 beats a minute. So it was definitely very, very, very fast.
So you said that it's called... I'm not even going to bother. So what impact did this have on your life?
Immediately, it was quite strange because I was 18 years old. I just turned 18 like 3 months before. So to be suddenly diagnosed with something that's going to affect your life very dramatically, it really did hit me because I suddenly realised that I wouldn't be able to go to university when I finished college. I wouldn't be able to do things that I wanted to do. So what kind of happened is I had to take some tablets that were really, really quite strong, which meant that I could only be awake for about 7 or 8 hours a day. And I was just so... I had no energy at all. My mum had to drag me out of bed in the morning and dry my hair for me. I was that poorly. I just physically couldn't do anything.
So I've heard you had an operation to fix it. So tell us, how did that go?
It was really interesting, actually, because for heart surgery, you have to be awake because it's the easiest way to tell if you're dead or not. So what they did is they... I was lying on this bed and they put some cables into my leg, which went up to my heart, and it was a laser, and they had to set off my problem so that my heart was racing, and then they'd shoot me with a laser to make it stop, which is quite weird because you could see that your heart rate was going to stop. My heart completely stopped 8 times, which was very, very scary.
So what happens now? What is your life like now?
My life has had to dramatically change, really, because I'm not allowed to... At 23, I'm not allowed to drink alcohol. I'm not really supposed to be living on my own or anything like that. My operation did fix the immediate problem, but it has since slightly come back, which means I still have a stress-related tachycardia. So when I get too stressed or anything, my heart will go too fast. I get shaky very often, so I can't carry any hot drinks or anything. And it's a little bit sheltered. I can't go out late at night and things like that with my friends because I just can't manage it. I just don't have the energy.
So you have this heart problem. So tell us, what was the cause of all of this?
The cause of my heart condition was drinking energy drinks. Immediately you may think, wow, how many did you drink? But I actually only had about one a day for about 18 months, less than that. So I wasn't drinking loads of them, and I was actually entertaining on a holiday park. So I was definitely using up the energy, but it didn't seem to matter because the damage has been done so dramatically, so quickly. And you really can't tell until the damage was too late because I wasn't born with any heart problems. So that was the cause of it, basically.
So why do you want to share this story?
I want to share this story because I think it's important that children know what these things can do to your body. It's the same as adults, because when I go to work in the morning, I see a lot of children going to school drinking them. I see lots of adults drinking them in the car, and they're really, really not good for you, and they're not safe. Obviously, they don't affect everybody in the same way, but like me, you can't tell what's happening to you until it's too late, and you could end up completely destroying or even ending your life.
Do you have any advice for other people?
I would say if you are drinking lots of them to try and cut down a little bit. I'm not going to tell everybody that they have to live their lives a certain way, but I am just wanting to give out a warning that this is something that could happen to you. It's very dangerous, and it's really sad as well because, you know, I watch my friends go out on Saturdays. I wasn't able to go to watch Boyzone on Sunday, which really, really crushed me because they're one of my favourite bands, but I wouldn't have been able to stand up for that long, so I wasn't able to go, which I was really, really sad about. All my friends went and somebody bought me a t-shirt, which is good, but you know, it still makes you feel sad that you can't do these things.
Do you have like a Facebook page or Twitter page that you want people to know about?
I do have a Facebook page. It's called Charlie's Fight for Every Heartbeat. And I've only got about 165 likes so far, but I really like to expand and make sure that people know my story, and they can always ask me questions on the page. And I just basically give my sarcastic take on life through my Facebook page, because sometimes there's things that happen and you think, oh, you know, I'll sit out in the sun for the afternoon, but no, probably not. I should probably go and have an afternoon nap instead, or else I'm not going to be able to work this evening.
So my Facebook page is called Charlie's Fight for Every Heartbeat. If you could give that a bit of a like, then it'll be absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, Charlie. Now we're going to play I Lived by One Republic.
Hoping you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love, and it hurts so bad. Say they all add up. And when that sun goes down, hope you raise your cup. Oh, I wish that I could witness all your joy and all your pain. But until my moment comes, I'll say
that. I'm really excited to be on the radio tonight. I'd like to tell you what happens at The Edge. The Edge is the home of Yes Youth Inquiry Service. Next year, Yes will be 20 years old. Whee! Monday to Saturday, it's an open as a drop-in for youth people to get information, support, chill out, do job searches, lots more. Monday evening band practice. Wednesday, youth volunteers. Friday, music mayhem. Saturday lunchtime acoustic workshop. International fun. Yes has recently renovated 3 to 2 bedroom flats which have 3 young mums, their toddlers in them. We are currently renovating other 3 flats for young people. Thank you very much for listening.
Good evening from The Edge. On Saturday, 25th of July, the project team behind the new South Devon Link Road have set this date as a community open day to allow 2,000 residents of Torbay and King's Kerswell to walk a significant stretch of the new road and to thank those who have planned, funded and constructed this new link to the north. The open day will begin at 10 a.m. and finish at 4 p.m. Free tickets for this event will be available from the 1st of July. Please visit the Herald Express website for more details at www.heraldexpress.co.uk/South Devon Link Road. A limited number of tickets for King Kerswell residents will be available from the Gatepost, 4th Street, King's Kerswell, from the 1st of July. Yes, it's finally happened. After 400 years, England's new beaver colony on the River Otter in Devon has welcomed the arrival of three beaver babies, or kits. Local retired filmmaker and environmental scientist Tom Buckley was lucky enough to capture the moment when the mother and a baby interacted with each other playfully. However, experts from DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, want to test the animals for a tapeworm which could carry a disease that can be passed to humans. Locals surrounding the river have welcomed DEFRA's plan but stress that they must return to the river. Torquay's famous costumer, Lionel Digby, is looking for a new warehouse to store his collection of thousands of military costumes. The fancy dress retailer, whose collection of international military costumes is the second largest in the UK, needs to relocate and he is asking the public if they can help him find somewhere to store the items. Lionel, who has been collecting international military costumes and supplying them to the Stars since the 1960s, said, "I need to move out of my warehouse as soon as possible. If anyone has an empty facility, I would love to hear from you." The warehouse is quite big, as I need somewhere to house the 10,000 uniforms, thousands of boots, armour and accessories I have. His stock includes many items worn by famous stars, and he has supplied his costumes to films such as The King's Speech and TV programmes including Foyle's War, Downton Abbey and Doctor Who. He can be contacted on 01803 211 930. TV presenter Melinda Messenger has teamed up with local timber and builders merchants Travis Perkins to find the best landscaping job in South Devon. This is part of High Fives campaign, which is celebrating the very best in professional landscaping in Britain and the best from South Devon, as judged by a panel of experts. The competition is only open to Travis Perkins account holders, and each area winner will receive a weekend away for two and a personal high five from Channel 5 Cowboy Builders presenter Melinda at a celebratory lunch at Kensington Roof Gardens in September 2015. Nominations must come from the client by Monday, August 17th and can be submitted to online at www.travisperkins.co.uk/competitions. A new report shows that England's finest landscape, including the South Devon area of outstanding natural beauty, generates £20 billion each year to the economy. Covering 130 square miles of coastline, estuaries and countryside, South Devon area of outstanding natural beauty stretches from Berryhead and Brixham to Jennycliff in Plymouth. As well as being a place of fabulous views and fantastic countryside, it is home to 34,000 people. Robin Toogood, manager of the South Devon AONB unit, said, "The South Devon area of outstanding natural beauty is one of five AONBs in Devon, making Devon a very special place for protected landscapes, along with two national parks." And that's the news. I'm Benny, a young volunteer at Brixham's The Edge, bringing you local news live on Live on The Edge.
Thank you very much, Ben. Right, I think it's time for a little bit more music. We're going to go into a Katy Perry song now.
Oh, no!
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
'Cause I'm
capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your.
Baby, do you dare to do this?
there's no going back.
My name is Oliver, and I'm a young volunteer at Yes, The Edge.
Me and Oliver, I'm Brandon. We're going to be doing some few jokes. Oliver's just a little last step in for someone, for Sophie. Yeah, let's start this.
So, kids, what does a chicken give you?
Meat.
Very good. Now, what does a pig give you?
Bacon.
Great. Now, what does the fat cow give you?
Homework.
So, Brandon, what does the duck say when he bought lipstick?
To be honest, I really don't know.
Put it on my bill.
Woo! Ollie, yep. What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
Not too sure.
It gets towed away. So, Ollie, what do you call a pig that does karate?
What is it?
A pork chop.
I was wondering why the ball kept getting bigger and bigger. Then it hit me.
Right, there was this one farmer. He saw some kids picking fruit and vegetables from his field. So he went out, brought a shotgun with him, and he said to the boys, "Right, if you wanna take food from my farms, you could get 100 of anything and bring it here with me." So the first boy went off and got 100 grapes, and the farmer said, "Great, now shove them all in your mouth without chewing or swallowing them." So he did. It was painful at the start, but then he started laughing. The boy said, "Well, because the other guy's gone off to get watermelons."
What is the chemical formula for water?
HIJKLMNO.
Yesterday, you said it was H2O.
Ugh! I just fell off a ladder. It was 50 feet tall.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah, I fell off the first step.
If you ever get cold, just stand in the corner of the room for a while. They normally get around 90 degrees.
A boy asked his father, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" His dad said, "That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner." His dad replies. After dinner, his dad asks, "Now, son, what did you want to ask me?" The boy says, "Oh, nothing." And then the dad says, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, there was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone."
A child asks his father, "How were people born?" So his father said, "Adam and Eve made babies. Then their babies became adults and made babies." And so on. The child went to his mother, asked the same question, and she told him, "We were monkeys then. We evolved to become like we are now." Then children ran back to his father and said, "You lied to me." His father replied, "No, your mum was talking about her side of the family."
Well, that's a few jokes. Does anyone else have a joke that they want to quickly say? Okay, Ben, just tell it.
How does a duck become a blues singer?
I don't know. How does it?
You put it in the microwave until it's Bill Withers.
I've got one. This is the first joke I ever learnt when I was about 4 years old. Why do giraffes have long necks?
I don't know.
Because their feet smell.
Now it's Gorilla Volunteer.
Hi, we have a cat in then tonight. His name is Gizmo. He's just joined us for the evening. And it's very calm in here and he's enjoying himself. So I'd just like to say, hello, Gizmo. Don't feed him after midnight and don't get him into the sunlight. Bye.
Right, so now we're going to do a little feature called Gorilla Volunteer.
Hey, this is a gorilla interview with old volunteer Andrea. It's 1 minute interview, 60 seconds, and we'll ask as many questions as we can, and in 1 minute we'll stop it. So, starting from now. Favourite colour?
My favourite colour is dirty blue.
Where are you from?
Germany.
Job?
My job is furniture designer.
One thing you love about Brixham?
People are so friendly.
One thing you love about the Edge?
The diversity of people.
Favourite project to be a volunteer in?
The allotment.
Favourite leisure activity?
Gardening.
Favourite film?
The Theory of Everything.
Do you have any pets?
No.
What's your favourite food?
German black bread.
Where would you love to go to for your dream holiday?
I would like to go to Eastern Europe in a camper.
Favourite flower?
What's my favourite flower? It's a peony.
What's your favourite shop?
My favourite shop is the charity shop from the Edge in Brixham.
Favourite animal?
It would have to be the dog.
Favourite place in Brixham?
I think it's the harbour in Brixham.
What's your most feared thing?
I think I'm very scared of snakes.
Well, that's exactly 1 minute. That was Andrea with the 1 minute gorilla interview. Thank you, Andrea.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. Learns to
in the spring becomes the rose.
Hey, this is Brandon Harding with Ross.
Hiya, alright.
A day in life of Ross. I'm going to be asking him 9 questions about his life, starting with, what time do you get up, Ross?
I get up at 6 o'clock in the summer and 8 o'clock in the winter, so it depends. When daylight gets lighter, then it sort of wakes me up in the morning.
So what do you normally have for breakfast?
Have cereal every morning, 2 slices of toast. My favourite lunch is pizza or soup of the day.
What time is your dinner and what's your favourite food? Yes, so now the more important question. When's your bedtime?
Around 11 o'clock at night.
It's quite late.
Yeah, it's quite late because I like chilling out in the evening, and when it gets dark it sort of makes me relax.
So that's nice. That was Ross. I'm Brandon. That was his interview for A Normal Day. Thank you, guys. We'll be back in a minute.
And the clip we've just heard was A Day in the Life of Ross. Now we're passing over to Charlie.
Thank you, Ollie. Right, what we're going to ask now is, I want to know from all the young volunteers in the room, what is it you like most about The Edge? Okay, so Brandon, what is it that you like most about being here at The Edge?
I like being able to communicate to people I didn't know before. And it's just meeting new people and getting to do new things, like doing the Grotto and Bricks Awards. It was pretty... It's something different. I don't really get to do stuff like that. But since I came here, I've been doing a lot more stuff like the allotments.
Nicely done. Ollie, what do you like coming here for The Edge for?
Well, mostly it's like atmosphere, because here it's like everyone's so kind and nice. And also to learn new skills, like guarding up the allotments, like Brandon said. And because we do our own grotto, we make all our own like stuff. So we have to do like equipment skills and stuff like that.
Awesome. Nanette, why do you come down to The Edge?
I like to come and help people and get to know people and just go out and see what they want. Helping with.
Awesome. Benny, what do you think?
I come down to The Edge because the community gives me something, so I think I should give the community something back. There are two major things that I like about The Edge. One is the socialising aspect of it, making new friends, seeing old friends and getting to find out what they've done in the week. And the second favourite thing is the soup runs that we sometimes do down in Plymouth, helping out the homeless of Plymouth.
So it's not just in Brixton, we do focus on the wider community. Kim, what do you like coming down here to The Edge for?
I like meeting new people and also planning all the events we do.
Brilliant. Well, that was what everybody loves about being here at The Edge. I absolutely love it down here because I've met so many new people and had so many new experiences as well with the allotment and things like that. I've been trusted with a strimmer, which my dad would never let me do. So it's lots of fun down here. You get to learn lots of new skills and we're always welcoming some new people. So if anybody new wants to come down, then please do. We're going to hand over back down to Ollie now.
Now we're going into a song called Cheerleader by OMI. Enjoy.
Yeah, 'cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand.
So that was Cheerleader, and this has been Live at the Edge. Unfortunately, we do have to leave you guys now. We have been Charlie,
Ollie,
Brando,
Kim,
Nanette,
Benny, and we will leave you now with Walk of Shame by Meghan Trainor.
I've all my pants on and sat me down. I couldn't tell cause the lights were out. I'll beat the sunrise again. Oh, oh, oh. Neighbor stare. I smile and wave cause I just don't care. They're probably jealous of my sexy hair and the heels in my head. Well, please don't judge. It was bad late. I had a lot to drink, but I was only being safe. Well, don't act like you haven't been there. 7 a.m. with the bedhead. Everyone knows it's the walk of shame. Well, my daddy knows I'm a good girl. We all make mistakes in the drug world. Everyone who's on the walk of shame. On my brain, little birdies sound like airplanes. But something so cute caused me so much pain. Well, please don't judge. It was bad late. I had a lot to drink, but I was only being safe. Well, don't act like you haven't been there. 7 a.m. with the bad head. Everyone knows it's the walk of shame. Well, my daddy knows I'm mistakes in the drunk world. Everyone used on the walk of shame. I might be walking, but it's only cause I'm out of breath. Don't even try to act like you ain't gonna see yourself. And if you're gonna do the walk, do it like a box. A box, a box. A little bit of rum in my tummy. Yum, yum. I shook it up and dance like a dummy. Dum, dum. He kissed me and he called me his babe. Asked me to